You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Brings that reading Tehillim is a very important thing. So now Harav brings a quote that what days actually is the greatest day, most effective day to read Tehillim?
Shabbat.
Beside every day. Shabbat and when? Yom Tov, right? And then? Rosh Hashanah, Shavuot, Mazal Tov, very nice. So Harav says a very interesting quote. So now, we repeat this principle, Ashrei Yosheve Betecha. So, Ashrei, what does Ashrei mean?
Fortunate.
So Harav says, the Shin of the Ashrei is for Shabbat. Resh of the Ashrei is for Rosh Chodesh. Yud of the Ashrei is Yamim Tovim. And Aleph of the Ashrei is? What happened? Aleph. One more time. The Shin of the Ashrei is for Shabbat. Resh is Rosh Chodesh. Yud is for Yom Tov. Aleph is Elul. So the Avraham Chaim Palacio means Chodesh Elul is even greater than Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Yomim Tovim, to read Tehillim. It's the greatest month that the Tehillim will be affected. So now here, there's a mizmor that some, they add to the Tefillah, but Sephardim, they read this mizmor every day after Tefillah. Which mizmor is it? Hazakah Baruch, beautiful. Mizmor Chav Zayin, said, Le David Adonai Ori Veishi Mimira. So Ori is for Or, Rosh Hashanah. Yishi is for Yom HaKippurim, and we have Ki Yispeneni Be Sukkoh, and Sukkoh is for? Hazakah Baruch, beautiful. So now, Ori is Rosh Hashanah. What does Or means?
Light.
So what's happening in Rosh Hashanah? No. In Rosh Hashanah, what exactly takes place? It's Yom HaDin, right? It's Yom HaDin. So now, how do you relate the light with Yom HaDin? He says, Ori means Rosh Hashanah. Beautiful. Hazakah Baruch. I'm sorry?
It can be Hanukkah.
Yes, but here this means more that people add to the Tefillah, actually is for the time that we go through. In the beginning of the Elul, those that they have not been saying it, they add this mitzvah to the Tefillah because it has a message of Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, and Sukkot. So Or is the light. So now, when Rosh Hashanah comes, actually, we receive light. Why? Because when one is not directed, one is not acceptance that what the right way is, so then he's in Choshech, he's in darkness. So when Rosh Hashanah comes, that means we find our way, we find the light. Happened to be a story of a drunken man that it was getting close to a restricted area. So the guard was there. He said, stop! It's a drunk man. Stop going. So then he says, to the name of the king, stop! So the guy was out of it. He didn't pay attention. They arrested him and they brought him to the king. So now, the next day, so the lechayim went away. So now he says, "Why am I here? What do you want from me?" I said, "You know, you came to the restricted area, so we warned you that you stop, and you stop, but you keep going." So you know, "What do you want from me? I was drunk. I said, "What do you mean you're drunk?" "Yes, you're drunk. But when you're called by the name of the king, even though you're a drunk man, you have to stop." But I will say, we are well drunken the whole year. No, a little came, and the sound of the shofar. So now there's no excuse. We are called on the name of the Melech. You have to, what do you call when they're not drunk anymore? They become
sober.
Sober, yeah, exactly. Yes, no more lechayim, no more sabri maranat. Yeah, you have to be clear with the right state of the mind, because the or is waiting. The or, orive ish'i. Exactly, yeah. It's called L'chaim without any alcohol. Yeah.
4 a.m.
Yeah, actually, the Imayan Avi was complaining about Am Yisrael. He says the shikor b'liyayin. The shikor, but b'liyayin. Yeah, so we have to become shikor b'liyayin, exactly. I'm sorry? השם יזכנו שנזכה בשנה מלא בשורות טובות, בשורות טובות.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.